So really quick, some quick impressions from the Sonic Generations demo. We didn't really get to talk about it a whole lot in the video that we recorded, which should be up above this in the post on the site. But yeah, it's really good. The Sonic Generations demo came out today because it's Sonic's birthday today. He's 20 years old today. But it just included the one level for Classic Sonic. Played through it probably about 20 times now. And I like it a lot. It's, the physics as far as, what you would want Sonic to be, like, as it's for the side-scrolling version, seemed fine. There were kind of brief moments during the demo where I felt like, this is what Sonic used to feel like. If you remember, before we saw Sonic the Hedgehog 4, but when everyone was really asking for, we need that 2D HD Sonic, like, if you remember that, I feel like this is what we were kind of looking for, right? Like, I feel like this is what people were asking for. Like, this is what we were envisioning in our head when we thought 2D HD Sonic, a few years ago. And we got it, and I think it's great. The one kind of little thing that I'm hoping gets changed somewhere along the way before this game comes out later this year is the camera in the demo would kind of like. It would zoom in and then zoom back out and kind of constantly be shifting around a little bit, and that was kind of disorienting at first. I got used to it a little bit, but it was still kind of like whenever it would zoom in on Sonic, like it was pretty easy to lose track of him. It was hard to kind of see what was going on as well as you could when it was zoomed out. And also when it was zoomed out and you were just kind of speeding through the level, it felt like it felt like the old Sonic that it was kind of like playing Sonic 2 again, when I was younger and growing up. So that was really cool. But when this game was first announced, if you were following me on Twitter at that point, you probably know I was kind of down on it. I was very much like, yeah, I see it. I understand why people might be excited about this, but come on, like, let's remember this is Sega, guys. This is Sonic. Let's remember what happened before. We already got that 2D side-scrolling Sonic game with Sonic 4, and look how that turned out. But no, like. Playing it, I think I'm excited for Sonic. We're still not too sure about the modern levels in the game, so those could go either way. And I think that's kind of the big one. I think a lot there are myself included. I would love to be able to play through the entire game, not worry about modern Sonic levels. But hopefully those turn out great, good as well. So I guess we'll see. It's kind of a bummer that they didn't put that in the demo. Like it's. You would think that they would want to put that in the demo to kind of like calm people down who are still worried about that particular portion of the game. But, this demo, for what it is, it's fine. It's kind of weird that it's like expiring in 20 days. I don't know what that's about. I don't know, maybe someone who is in the know can fill me in on why that happens. This is the first demo that I can think of that expired. It's not like a beta or something. That's weird, but you know what? I think general consensus from people I've talked to, people like it. I think it's pretty good. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely should. It's on PSN, it's on Xbox Live now. You should check it out before it expires next month, I guess. But yeah, I mean, if you used to like Sonic, if you like Sonic, then you're probably gonna really like this one.